朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
因为你注意到上面没有只有三只狗，跟只狮子吧？就是啊，为了是一点钱，警察可以花足通时间把这个人为了抢到进去。
The entire family
didn't
wait for 9 days and
10 to 10.
So people do that because of dissatisfaction and poverty.
好吧。
从现在我们身上第二个工作就是让我们有经历。
The second work of the enemy is that we are lack of experience.
虽然我们拥有它
，Yes, we might possess it.
但是我们不知道怎么样去使
用。But we don't know how to enjoy it.
所以当我们没有经历的时候
，And we lack of experience.
我们久了我们就觉得，蛮奇怪，那时候的道路离我很远。
Then right, and when we hear other people talk about it, we feel it's so far from it.
我昨天晚上最近在看一本书，他是一个中国很有名的一个基督徒的一个神学教授，他写的书就这个点啊，就是完全完全不是。
Okay, so recently I'm reading a book written by a Chinese theologian. He is not aware of this truth.
因为自己增长了很多年，所以他并不理解从这里现象级这地方引导。
He has gone through many years of struggle, so he criticized from the one Chinese and one in doubt, the other one.
然后他觉得很扯的东西，因为他经历过教授，他觉得那个东西跟他没有关系。
Because he lost the experience, so he feel that what they preach is way far away.
这是从方法，从第二方面的工作，让我们里面没有真正的进到 spiritual reality。
This is the second work of the enemy on us, that we are far from entering into the spiritual reality.
第三个工作。
The third work of the enemy.
你经历的。
That we truly know.
你曾经经历过。
That we have experienced it.
但是有的时候我们自己里面就是不愿意去做它。
But yet we are unwilling to exercise it.
我们知道我转向主的这些，我一定可以得胜。
We know that when we turn to the Lord, we will instantly be victorious.
我真正相信的话，我就一定不会这个发我太多脾气。
And that if we truly turn to the Lord, we will not grow deeper.
但是我还是发那个脾气。
But yet I just want to grow the.
所以这时候我就不肯转向。
Then I refuse to turn to the Lord.
我明知道我转向主，我就不会再去犯罪，不会再去吃那个不干饭。
And I know that.As soon as I turn to the Lord, I will not watch what I must do.
但是那个暂时的最终之乐吸引了我。
And yet it's a temporal pleasure of sin, attracted to me.
让我一直倾向不肯转向主。
So I just being stubborn and refuse to turn to the Lord.
所以就是明明在圣经里面，神给我们何等丰富的救恩。
Yes, the Lord has given us such great salvation in Christ Jesus.
但是我们可能不知道。
But we probably not know about.
我们可能没有经历，或是经历不够。
Or we lack of experience, not enough.
或第三个，我们没有真正的。
Or we are not willing.
所以我们就事情这么多年，我们讲的这些题目以后，我们发现我们生命改变的不多。
So after many years of being a Christian, our life hardly changed.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我真是要说啊，如果今天基督徒的信心实在是天天涨的话。
Today, we only have few messages to preach.
就是如果你这一辈子只能够听到三天或者五天信息的话，我请你们一定要听我在说的事情。
In your entire lifetime, you can only listen to three or four messages. I will urge you to listen to no longer I, but Christ.
如果你只能听听，这一生里面只有三个特别的启示和经历可以听到的话，我们其实让我们宝贝。日期什么叫做不知羞？那是基督教的语言。
We can only have three revelations in our entire lifetime. I will urge you to get the revelation about no longer I but Christ.
我昨天想到今天要跟新人讲这个事情，应该很着急，可是我却觉得很重要。
Yesterday, when I thought about preaching this serious message to young people, I was kind of worried. But yet, this is very important.
在我书信里面，你们帮助我哈，真心听吧。
I ask you to please pay attention.
因为这个世上竟然很多大人的基督徒都没有真正的听。
Because even a lot of adult Christians have not entered into this truth.
我们今天要讲基督的认罪和我们从死里复活这个属灵的经历。
So today we want to talk about the inwardly of Christ.And also the experience of being dead and resurrected with Christ.
在我的信息里面，我讲到神对我们这个众人最大的否定，就是从十字架上面。
So God's greatest denial to our old flesh is the cross.
最大的肯定，那是在基督里的复活。
And the resurrection in Christ Jesus is the greatest affirmation we have.
神这个肯定。
So to what is that of God's affirmation?
就是神接受神及谦虚心去悦纳神的旨意。
This is something that, this is the only thing that God will affirm and God will praise.
什么叫肯定？
And what is denied?
神认为他没有基础，神不接受神拒绝的。
God deems it worthless and God will not accept it.
我讲的是很简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
在交通警察或是高速公路的 highway patrol.
现在当 highway patrol.
他是在乎你有没有遵守交通规则。
What he cares is whether you follow the traffic law.
就他对你的肯定是你 follow 交通规则。
So his affirmation to you is only if you follow the traffic law.
哪一天你开车开到一百迈被警察打死？
So one day you get caught while driving 100 miles per hour.
Yes,
Mr. Police, do you know that I'm a great singer? Can you excuse me for speeding? Do you think the police will let you go? I took a bath every day.
Oh, so this is a straight
idiot. And I'm a straight student at school.
他不能否定。
And then those he will reject. He does not want anyone.
He only cares
if you follow the traffic laws.
啊，是不是呗？这个是一个肯定跟否定的问题。
So this is a matter of a rejection or acceptance.
我们这一生也好，今日是真实的。
Is whether in this life or in future life will be.
所有从我们这个旧人里面出来的。
Anything out of this old flesh.
神都打那个大叉，就是十字架就是大叉。
God has marked down on the big cross that is a big on the cross.
所以
你说的
是耶稣要被第十字架的时候，底下的人。
So when Jesus was about to crucify, the people were yelling.
他们全在大叔叫他。
And they were saying, "His
cross." 十字架基本上就是一个否定。
He says, "The cross by itself is a rejection."
否定。
Says, "No, I reject."
就是没诚实，只是不解释。
God only accept one thing.
就是说，基督耶稣。
That is in Christ Jesus.
就我们今天所有的决定、所有的成就、所有的生活、所有的希望，如果不在基督里，真的就是一个叉叉。
Any of our decisions, accomplishments, our life and our service, if it's not in Christ Jesus, will be rejected.
啊，我是。我跟 Brother Ernest 都是用这些的例子啊，这个在台湾叫大富翁，美国叫 Rockefeller 的一个经历，一个人的。
Because Brother Ernest and I have given this example about the board game Monopoly.
就是玩这个大富翁，有收到会员金。
So you are very good at it, and you gain a lot of money.
因为在比赛结束的时候，你就会拿这个钱出去买。
After the board game, can you use this Monopoly money to buy food?
You can get an iPhone or iPad.
Can you get an iPhone or iPad with
Monopoly money?
I already got $1 billion, and the iPhone is only
600.
Even if you spend $6 million on Monopoly dollars,They will reject
him.
And that is rejection. God's rejection is of the cross. He does not just accept the good part. Mark a big cross on the entire ocean and crucified
the ocean.
So we really like the definition of Christian.The Chinese Union version translated as 基督徒。
老一点的是中文翻译成基督神。
The older translation is a Christ people, Christ person.
它是 Christ 后面加什么
？So it is Christ plus.
英文是什么？
The Christian spells is Christ plus
I A N 就是 I A N。
I A N stands I am nothing.
哦，这是基督徒最好的定义。
And that is the best definition for Christian.
什么是基督？
So what is a Christian?
就是不再是我，乃是基督。
It's no longer I, but Christ.
I am nothing. 我一无所事，我一无可取，唯有基督，这就是基督徒。
And nothing, there's nothing to boast, nothing good, and that is
Christian.
It's a great identity to be called a
Christian. And it's
a
greatest reminder of
Christ. I am nothing.
Apart from Christ, I am nothing. And that Christ was within
us.
He came to actualize this truth. No longer I, but
Christ.
In order to actualize this, no longer I, we have to be dead with Christ. And how can we no longer be us? I've talked about this before, so we have a brief review. Every single one of them is important. Now, people I have said will all memorize these four verses and the counselor
as well. The first one is
no longer sin. For he who has died has been free from sin. With regard to the flesh, we no longer walk according to the flesh. All of us who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with passions and desires. So by the world that attracts
us,
to be the world has been crucified.
How
about the origin of all evil? That is me, the old flesh. Paul says, no longer I. Because I have been crucified as
Christ.
It is no longer I who live, but Christ. So these are the four things that cause us to be weak and to be bothered. Our sins, our flesh, the world, and ourselves. But Christ dealt with all of us, all of these for us, because we have been Christ, we have been dead in Christ.
So
God is not giving us some demand that is unreasonable. God does not demand from us something we do not have that will be unreasonable. So all of us will admit that we have no holiness. And yet God says, be holy because I am holy. And God also says, without being holy, no one can see God.
Do you think it's
kind of unreasonable?
The commander
tells his subordinates to go get some wine for me. And the soldier stood there. And then his leader said, how come you don't go? I need some money. If you have money, you get liquor. There's nothing special. Go. You can get some liquor for me without any money. And you can only obey when you serve in the military. So this person went. With all kinds of good wines and liquors. The commander was very happy he was about to drink them. And then he realized those bottles are empty. What happened? According to your rules and principles, there's nothing amazing about drinking wine when there's wine in the bottle. But you can drink some wine without wine being in the bottle.
基督的内住，没有真正基督在基督的所成就的时候，我们怎么可能与主同行？
Without the indwelling of Christ, what that is accomplished on the cross, how can we die with Christ?
所以我们现在来看我们今天的背诵经文，今天在后书第二章十一节。
Let's look at the memory verse for today.
犹大人，犹可是的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。
This is a faithful saying, but if we die with him, we shall also live with him.
所以我们是不是能够跟基督一同活？
Do we wish to live with Christ?
我们是不是能够我们活着就是耶稣？
Do we wish to live like Christ?
还是他这里讲说，我们若与他同死，就必与他同活。
So it says here, if we die with him, we shall also live with him.
然后我们刚刚读的这十节的圣经，不再犯罪，不再说什么问题，不再与世界，不再是我，通通有一个字一直重复的出现，什么？已经。
So when we talk about no longer see, no longer walk according to the flesh, no longer love the world, and no longer I, there's one thing that keeps repeating, and that is, I have this past, this past sin.
所以跟基督同死是一个已经的事实，不是要努力庆祝的经历。
So to die with Christ is something that has already happened. It's not something we strive to enter into.
所以既然是一个已经成就的事实。我们只要承担神的信心，继续。
If it's something already happened, it's a fact that what we have to do is to accept and believe it by pure faith.
所以神之后也说我要更好，我要跟主死，我要不再是我，我很努力，都是因为表示神的恩典。
So whenever we find ourselves striving to become better, to die with Christ, to live with Christ, then actually we're still living.
而且我们所有的经历就都在告诉我们，当我们努力的时候，我们还是会就是。
All of our past experience proves to us that whenever we strive, we have already failed.
立志成圣之人的我们，可是实出来就不得。
Yet it is up to us to will to do good, but it's not.
我们却忘记了罗马书十章十八节还有三章的就是我知道，我也知道，就是在我里头，在我肉体之中毫无良心。
This we keep forgetting Romans chapter 7 verse 18. It says, "There's nothing good within me."
是没有良心，怎么可能活出良心？
If there's nothing good within me, how can I live it out?
是没有圣洁，怎么可能活出圣洁？
There's no holiness within me.How can I live a holy life?
好，所以接下来今天什么？我现在先讲这个观念上的问题，再开始做其他经历性的问题。
So we need to clear the concept first before we talk about it.
所以我们先要知道一件事情，就基督的死里面是把我们一同带到死地，带到死下去的一个。
So God has already brought us to the cross and deal with us and put us to death.
那第二件事情呢，就是老死基督，说到我们要跟基督一同活过来。
And the second part, after no longer I is but Christ.
那接下来我们从三个角度来看，第一个从定位上，第二个从经历上，第三个从中间上来看。
So we will see from three angles about a life with Christ.
我们一起来读经文，好不好？我们读这个。
Let's read the scriptures.
B.B.R.这是以弗所书第二章第四节到第六节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 4 to 6.
Let's
read together.
神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们实在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，一同坐在他身上。注意注意到一件事情，当我们还在过犯中的时候。
That while we were dead in trespasses,
有一件事情在基督死的时候把我们都带进去了。
And we were brought into something when Christ died.
当基督复活的时候，他叫我们跟他一同复活。
So that when Christ rose from the dead, we rose with him.
让我们有份于他复活生命的大能。
So we partake in the great resurrection power.
不光是让我们一同坐在天上。
Not only so, but we're also seated.
让我们得到一个属天超越的地位和信心。
So that we attain this heavenly position and rank.
今天谁可以坐到天上？
Let me ask you, who today can sit in heaven?
我们没有一个人现在可以坐到天上。 因为必须心里把我们留在地上。从属灵的角度来说，神可以坐在属灵的身上。如果不是基督的话，地上的罪恶、世界的权势把我们留在地上。
The pull of the worldly evil and power of sin hold us.
我们在地上过人生的时候，
but as we walk through life on earth,
如果不认识里面有复活生命的道理，
if we do not know that we have the strength and the resurrection power of the
living, 如果不知道神已经给我们在基督里面坐在天上得到祖先超越的地位或是职责的话，
if we are not aware that we are actually seated in the heavenly realms with a supernatural position and power.
我们在地上的生活就劳苦成灾。
Then our life will be full of strife and sorrow.
很多东西都得不到答案。
And many things are passed without answer.
很多人生的经历里面，我们找不到出路。
And that we cannot find way out in many lives.
因为我们全部是在神的体制里面来经历的。
Because we only experience them in the earthly realm.
我十几年前曾经在教会里面举了一个例子。
Given an example from the 10 years ago.
我说三根火柴可以变成一个等
边三角形。Three matches, we can make a triangle.
对不对？
If we are for a triangle.
孩子们都知道什么叫等边三角形，立体一样，边轴一样吗？
Yes, they have
the,
all three sides
have the same
end and all three angles.
还才能答案一定是好，那个是那个小的答案表示好，那要变成两个等边三角形要加几根火柴？
How many matches do you have to add to make two triangles?
不是说定要从三根交点，那就够了。
Two more, and then you make three triangles.
我们其实本身帮我画的，那因为我原来是画，他做的漂亮多了。
Thanks to Peter and Al for making this
one. 那请问要再加几根火柴，可以变成四个等边三角形？
Yes, you. How many more matches do you have to add?To make four triangles.
我好不等一下，你十几年前就是当人了，他有的极品啊。今天要再加几根火柴，可以变成四个等边三角形。
How many more matches do we have?
I use the number
to make four triangles.
再加四根，再加四根就可以了，就变成四个等边三角形。好，我们请你们重新讲这个，再加一根，为什么？
Why?
你把答案写下来。你说的巨大的内心是找神的时候，你就想不出来，你就想不出这么多人乱动，想不出来，对不对？但是你从最大内心深度空间去想的话，答案就出来了。
If you think 3D, then you get a solution.
只要加一根，就可以变成四个。
And one more match and make a pyramid.
所以今天当我们在地上生活，我们用地上的观念在属地的境界中解决人生的问题的时候，你怎么上来？
So we go through life and try to solve life's problems with earthly concepts.
在基督里，他不光叫我们活过来，得到复活生命的道。
But in Christ, not only that we receive the spirit power of resurrection.
他跟我们坐在天上。
And he made us
sit
in the heavenly
realm. 朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。